What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Impact Defense Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to start talking about hotels and what?
VRBO, Airbnb.
Yeah, what are those things called?
I don't know. Private contractor, home location.
Okay.
Privately owned vacation locations?
Yeah, that just sounds so long. I don't know.
I know that there's a
Privately owned vacation homes.
I don't know.
Anyway.
We probably should have looked that up, but oh well.
Yeah, well, you know, you get
You guys know what VRBO and Airbnbs are.
Yeah, yeah. So anything, accommodations. Somewhere where you're going to go stay, accommodations, whether it be hotels or whatever like that. First off, the flavor of the week, blackout coffee flavor of the week, is Brutal Awakening. Did you need that Brutal Awakening this morning, Jada?
I pretty much always need that Brutal Awakening.
I am
very much not a morning person, and blackout coffee makes things better.
Yeah. I always enjoy morning coffee. That was just something about... I mean, whether I really need it to wake up or not, I just really enjoy the morning coffee. And Brutal Awakening is a great one for the morning. You can check them out at impactgear.live/coffee. Be sure to use the coupon code IMPACTDEFENSE unless they have a sale going on. If they have a sale going on, just use whatever coupon code they have. But if they don't have a sale going on, use IMPACTDEFENSE as your coupon code, and that will get you 10% off. All right. Are we ready for the news story?
I believe so.
Okay.
This news story doesn't really relate to the topic, but...
That's okay. They don't have to.
There's another personal story. This says, when I was 10 years old, I came home to my family going about their normal behavior. My dad had some friends over. They were in the kitchen at the table laughing and talking. It was about 7 p.m. My dad and his friends went... Oh, wait, hang on. Do we have any listeners in Australia?
Yes. Okay. I don't know how many, but yes.
Okay. For those in Australia, they were watching Home and Away. We're in America. We have no idea what that is. but I'm sure someone in Australia knows what we're talking about. My dad and his friends went to my parents' room while my mother, sister, and older brother and one of dad's friends stayed in the lounge. After a few minutes, we heard the sound of some things falling over and some bangs up against the wall. So we looked up the hall, and out came my dad's friend holding a knife to my father's throat and demanding money. They cut our phone line and forced us into the same lounge, but keeping my dad in the same position. Terrified, my sister and I cried uncontrollably. We were told to shut up or they would hurt us. We couldn't stop, and I was stabbed in my top, like, thigh.
Mm.
The scar today sort of looks like an indent. My dad convinced them all to go downstairs. All we heard was fighting, and the front door slammed, and my dad came back upstairs with a big cut across the top of his arm saying that they are gone. We all ran next door and rang the police. My brother stayed in his room the entire time and didn't even know what happened because he had earphones in.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. That's a...
What a night.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had a lady in our concealed carry class once that told us a similar situation. I mean, it reminded me a lot, but there was nobody actually stabbed or cut in her situation, but it was a lot of threatening and stuff.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's super scary. Yeah, this is why you have to take your personal safety seriously. Because you know that I hate the it won't
happen
to me.
Don't just invite anybody over to your house.
Yes.
If you're trying to be a nice person or getting to know somebody, there are second locations like coffee shops and everything.
Yeah, some people are con men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They play like they're your friend until you put them in the right position, and then they are going to rob you or whatever they may do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that story from that The Gift of Fear book, where the guy was being really nice to this lady until he got her in her apartment, and then he raped her. So you just never know exactly. Now, I'm not saying, I know sometimes I start saying these things and understand that I don't live as paranoid as it probably sounds like what I'm talking about. But I think it's just a big thing of being aware and knowing that things can happen, and just paying attention. It would stop a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Just kind of one layer of being careful.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have no idea what the situation behind that one was.
Yeah.
We don't know how long he knew the people or anything. All we know is the outcome. So yep. It was just a horrible situation all around.
All right. So we're going to move into the main topic of today's podcast. And I do want to say, because I don't think I've said this entire series that we are going through, a good while back, I got to go through a bodyguard course. So it's, you know, protecting someone. And most of the guys that were in the course, I had some friends that that were bodyguards, and that's kind of how I got into the course. So I got to go take that with them. And a lot of this kind of stuff is talking about helping you protect somebody you're supposed to be protecting. So that's a lot of this travel thing that we're going, this is what, a lot of what I'm pulling from. So that's kind of what we're going to look at. And I say that to preface before this main topics, because this one is probably going to sound, it might sound kind of ultra paranoid, okay? But understand, I'm just going to give you the facts. You get to decide. I don't follow every single suggestion here. What I do is I take a common sense approach depending on where we're going and what we're going to do. I take some of these things into play, and depending on my familiarity with the area and everything else. One of the things they said from that course is, you know, yes, you're going to use this in a professional manner, protecting someone else, but you can also use this in your own life, keeping yourself safe. And that was kind of the big point at the end of the whole thing, which I thought was interesting. And that's kind of why I just pulled from all this, was like, yes, you can. Now, some of these things sound maybe somewhat extreme. I don't follow every single one of these tips, but that's my disclaimer for this episode. All right. Mm-hmm. That's when I started. But after that course that I came back from, that's when I was going like, oh, the watching where the tires, you know, never pulling up on a vehicle so close that you can't see their tires touching the ground, all that kind of stuff. Because it was talking about defensive driving and all that fun kind of stuff when you have somebody in your vehicle you're trying to protect. So, all right. Anyway, let's start talking. Now, before you book, be it a privately owned thing, any kind of accommodation, do some research online about the place.
This qualifies for anywhere you're going, anywhere you're staying, whoever you're staying with.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not doing like a booking thing, even if you're supposed to be staying with someone while traveling.
Yeah.
Because I know plenty of like missionaries or something that fully depend on a church member of wherever they're going to mm-hmm. provide their accommodations.
Yeah.
And to me, that is a little sketchy.
Sketchy.
Yeah. No matter what your hotel or VRBO or Airbnb, whatever you're doing, do plenty of research online.
Yeah. Google Earth is a very valuable tool in situations
like
that. Yes.
Look at the community around it. Now, I know that whenever we were booking our honeymoon, we used VRBO. Mm-hmm. Ours specifically, I don't know, this was the only place we've ever booked. Because we haven't gone that many places. They didn't actually send us the address until like a month before we went.
Yeah.
And they do that for privacy so that we can't just like go up anytime, especially when they're having other guests.
Yeah. I understand that.
And I understand that. But you also still need to, as soon as you get that address, kind of, find it.
You can generally find out the general area though. That it's in, because we did that for the very first time last year. And that was, we really had a good experience. But one of the things I was able to do is I can't know exactly the house number. I can't know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. But what I can find out is it's in this general area. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look in this general area through Apple Maps or Google Maps or whatever.
We knew the 5-mile radius was in. But that's still a lot of space to cover.
Yeah, it is.
Like, but, I mean, for instance, in a 5-mile radius in the community we live in, you've got about 5 ghettos and then 5 gated communities. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you You never know exactly.
But there are some things that are automatic turnoffs. Like, for instance, you know, the single night motels and stuff, you know, those are pretty much always sketchy.
Yes.
So, for instance, last year, this was about 2 years ago now. Where did the time go?
Time's flying.
My husband was taking a group to an airsoft event, and they didn't prepare as well as they should have, so they had a fairly low hotel budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, we're just gonna stay one night. We're gonna drive up way early in the morning. The event starts at 10, parking is at 7, so they had to be 4 hours away at 7 o'clock in the morning. So they left at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They performed their event, and then they stayed in a motel that night only to like do another day of that event and drive back the day after the event. So not only were they super tired, but they spent a night in one of those motels. And, you know, aside from the general hygiene of it, my husband was like, yeah, so at about 1 o'clock in the morning, there was like a knock on the door.
Oh, gosh.
He was really late. He goes, none of us opened it. He goes, we kept it locked and everything. But we're just sitting there going, what the heck do we do if they just come in? Which, this was an airsoft event. And when you get a good enough airsoft gun, the only thing that really shows you that it is an airsoft gun is the size of the muzzle.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So just the size of the muzzle is the only thing that tells you that. So they're holding what looks like sniper rifles and AKs and everything. So I'm sure they probably could have just all lifted up at the same time and at least intimidated somebody away from the door. Because, you know. But that was really sketchy. I was like, thank you for not opening that door. And I was like, just so you know, if you ever want me to go to an event with you, I will not be staying in one of those. and so this year, whenever we did an event at the same location, we got a nice hotel. We actually went to the Marriott. And that kind of brings us.
That was last year, Jana.
Oh, dang it. It was still less than a year ago.
It was less than a year ago. I'm just messing with you.
It was within this year range. It was less than 12 months ago.
Yeah. I know. I'm just messing with you.
Yes. But yeah, we stayed at the Marriott, and it was in a very like well-lit location and everything. But there were lots of hotels and things in that area. So we have no way of knowing anything about anybody we're staying near.
So we have had Tim from Corner Arterial Firearms Training on our podcast several times. I went up and I've trained with him multiple times. And then at one point in time, I was going to go for my first multi-day kind of course with him. And as I was getting ready to go up, I gave him a call. I said, hey, listen, Tim. I said, I am looking for a place to stay. And I found this place right here. Is this a good place? Because you can do this. Call, if you know somebody in the area, call them. And he said, well, he said, it's perfectly fine if you don't mind walking through the chalk outlines of the bodies that they have from the night before. He said, so I would generally suggest that you go to this place down the road. He goes, it's a lot nicer. And so I have, you know, basically gone to that other place that he suggested every time. So you can also ask someone else. You can also, if you don't know anybody in the area or anything, you can call the hotel or motel or whatever beforehand and ask about the area around the establishment. Is it a very populated area? Is it a very isolated area? Are there any events going on in the town during that time, or the city, or the whatever, or the area? You know, like sometimes we go to this big hotel at Myrtle Beach when I've held events there, and they have other events that are going on at the same time. You need to be aware of that kind of stuff. Are they going to be like flooded with things, or is there this community thing? You know, are you going to go down when there's a time when it's like, I don't know about this particular group of people, you know, or it gets a little rowdy during this thing. Maybe I should stay away from this area. Something along those lines, you know?
Yes. In the last hotel I went to, the only thing going on in that particular area and hotel was the event we were going to. And then in the hotel, it was like a birthday party group.
And that was like a big group, wasn't it? You know what she
said? Yes, it was. It was a lot of people. And so you just hear dance music and these lights flashing. And all of these people are walking around in like costumes like it's Halloween. This was not like Halloween month.
Yeah.
And we were really confused. We're like, we had no idea what was going on. Yeah. And so we finally are in the elevator with one of the people in costume. We're like, hey, so I see everybody dressed up. Why? We didn't say why. We said, so what's going on? What's the occasion? He was like, oh, yeah, it's my brother-in-law's birthday, and we decided to go all out with the hotel and costumes. And I was like, holy cow. Birthdays in your family are wild.
Apparently.
But, yeah, apparently it was just a giant group for this guy's birthday, and they did full-on costumes. These are expensive costumes, too.
Really? I wasn't like.
And they're at a Marriott, and so it's just kind of like, I could never spend that much money on a birthday, but I mean, good for those people.
So this is your birthday party. It collectively costs like $10,000, but you know, with all the people, all the costumes, all the rooms.
Yeah, this wasn't a one night thing either. This was both of the nights we were there, they were partying. And so I guess they did the whole weekend.
Okay. All right. You can also ask about exterior lighting. Especially, it depends on where you are. Okay, obviously, if you're going to be like at a beach somewhere, it's probably going to be in a big, something like Myrtle Beach, Daytona Beach, something like that. You can probably almost guarantee that everything's going to be lit up. But, you know, depending on where you are, you may want to ask about that. You might want to ask about security staff. Is there security on, you know, duty like 24/7 there? You can ask about, are there safes in the room? You can ask about possible safe deposit boxes available.
And a lot of times there is a paper on the back of your room door.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're there and you just forgot to ask about the safe deposit box, you can always check the back of your door because that usually lets you know about some of the amenities offered. And I know that at the hotel I was in, it talked about the safe deposit boxes that they have for the security of their guests.
Yes.
Now, something you can ask about is the specific door safety features.
Yes.
So our hotel, I really appreciated. It didn't just have the lock on the outside that you can only get with a key card. It actually had this little bar thing attached to the wall next to the door.
Yeah, where, a bar lock. Hotel
yes.
Bar lock.
Mm-hmm. And you just press the lever and the bar flips out so that anytime someone tries to open the door, even if it's unlocked, they get stuck by that little metal bar. Mm. And I hadn't seen one that was just like you press
like
the little
push.
Lever and it flips out.
Gotcha.
No, it wasn't a button push. It was just a little metal piece that flipped out. And then you flip it back in whenever you want to go in and
so
out.
So something like on tension, essentially.
Yeah, it was just easy. And so I just appreciated that little extra feature.
Yeah. When you check in, again, remember, take everything here and pick and choose what you want to use. Okay. When you check in, tell them generally that you would prefer to have a room between the second and the 10th floors. You don't want something on the ground floor because it's easier to break into. But I think a lot of hotels now, it's your first floor is technically not the first floor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it depends.
Usually it's ground floor, then first floor.
Yeah. But, there's certain, motels. And actually, the place I stayed at, when I did go up there with Tim, there was, a ground floor rooms. But anyway, so the next floor up and then to the 10th floor, because ladders do, fire truck ladders, in case there's a fire, do not reach beyond 10 floors. So there's that.
We were on floor 5, so we were getting in the middle.
Yeah. Ask staff not to give out your name or room number to anyone who may ask. If anyone comes up and said, hey, this particular person checked in, what was their room number? I lost my room, or something like that. Ask them not to do that because tell them that you will give out that information to anybody that wants it. And if the staff actually was to say your room number out loud, then ask for another room. Again, these are tips. I kind of feel like I have to constantly go back and give this thing. Some of these things seem a little on edge, but this was all from a bodyguard training. So if you are having to be a bodyguard for someone, there's usually a reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, so understand that. So when I tell you these things, yeah, they said, hey, yeah, but you can take all of this stuff and help protect and use it to protect you and your family. So just understand that some of these things might be outside the scope of what you really need. Okay, an extra door security. I generally suggest this to basically everyone. And have you seen these little door wedge alarms?
I haven't seen the alarms.
Really? Okay, so it's just like a regular door wedge, and you put it right there at the door. And if anybody is able to actually come through the door, maybe they have a key card that does it. Maybe the bar lock breaks, whatever, you know. But somebody gets in, and then that alarm, it would wedge under the door, and then the alarm from that would go off too. So that's something good to have, especially if you're going away and staying in a room by yourself. Okay, that is a good thing to have.
You also want to be aware of door scams. People coming to your door asking about the smoke detector or thermostat. Yeah. Or
so actually, people will even call the room. They'll blindly call a room number. And if it's a female, I found this interesting. I never heard about this before until this thing. If it's a female and they're there, and they ask them, say, can you please check the thermostat because it's been giving trouble in this room? Or can you please check the smoke detector because it's been giving trouble in this room? And they'll tell them how to do it. And then when they go, if they will just go and check it themselves, they assume that female is there alone. If they have, maybe if they call and you say, oh, okay, and they ask someone else to do it, then they generally leave that person alone. But if they call and you say, okay, and how do you do it? And they do it. They'll assume that you're there by yourself. And then they'll tell you that they're going to send a maintenance person through there. And then all of a sudden that person comes in and you just let them in willingly. So that is something that I'd never heard of. And they, you know, rape, rob, whatever they're going to do at that point in time.
Wow, fun.
I know. But I had never heard of that until this training that I had done.
Good to know. Always say, hey, babe, will you grab that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, or, you know, just say something to somebody, even if they are not there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can always completely act like it's that way, but always act like there's another person in the room with you. And then also, another thing they might do is call you and say, hey, sir, we're calling from the front desk, and there was a problem with your credit card, or hey, ma'am, whatever. And then people will give them their numbers right over the phone. Anyone can call a hotel room. So we just have to be careful with that, you know. So if there's a problem, tell them that you'll go downstairs and check it out and give them the information or whatever. Don't give your card number over the phone.
So another thing that I really liked about the particular area that we stayed in the hotel was that we had a direct view of actually where our car was parked in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate being able to see my car from where I'm staying because I don't know. I feel like it's fairly obvious reasons, but it was also good because we had other people with us. And so if one of them needed to go to the car, we could be watching them from the hotel. If you can't see your car and you have to send someone to your car to grab something, always go in like pairs or be on the phone with somebody, just you're not like sitting there on the phone talking to them, but just to have your phone open with somebody on the other line so they can hear you as you go. That's just kind of like extra safety things that you don't absolutely have to have, but it's also a good idea just because parking lots are not the safest area.
Or parking garages.
Yes. Parking kinda garages sketchy. Are definitely very sketchy. But even if they're not there to like catch people as they're walking to their cars, you could end up walking up on somebody trying to steal from your car from somebody else's.
Yep. And again, understand, I know, I think a lot of this one, especially when I was doing the outline for this one, it made me feel like, oh, I am trying to get everybody to be super paranoid. That is not the goal. Awareness is basically the key. A lot of stuff is common sense stuff. Some of these things are a little different than common sense, and I thought worth mentioning. So I'm just kind of giving the disclaimer again. Understand that everything that I said specifically was toward bodyguards, but then you can take that information back to make, you know, and pick and choose what makes sense for you to use in your own personal life. Don't walk around ignorant, though, thinking that crap can't happen to you.
Yes, especially when you're traveling, you're usually fairly distracted by the details of your travel, you know, for whatever reason you are there. And so sometimes you're just so caught up that you don't think about the things you might normally think about. The important thing is to just stay aware of the potential problems of any situation that you are in. You know, just especially while you're traveling and you're in an unfamiliar area.
Yep. All right, guys. So the second sponsor of the day would be us, Impact Defense. Check out impactdefense.online. You can check out our t-shirts. You can check out our other items in the, available in the store. You can also check out our free courses. You can see our articles. We've got all kinds of things going on over there. Be sure to check us out, impactdefense.online.
All right. So in a kind of review, make sure that before you book anything, you research online. You may want to call before. Oh, hang on. One thing on VRBO. VRBO, you can rate the owners of whatever place you're going to. Like, you can rate the venue and the owners, and they can also, you know, rate the customers. But the important part is that, you know, you can look at the reviews of the people who are renting to you.
So actually that's one of the things that took me so long, is I read a couple of bad reviews of people where, like, oh, the owner just showed up out of the blue, you know, for no good reason, and just started talking to us, and, you know, just, you know, just like walked right in kind of thing. And I was like, not doing that crap. That's what took me so long to even try it out. There are really good ones out there. There are some kind of weird, sketchy ones out there too.
Yeah.
So do your research.
Yeah, our particular one was really good. Had great reviews for the owners.
Yeah, ours was too.
And actually, ours had a minimum age requirement of like 25, and neither of us were 25 at that point in time. And so we contacted them and, like, explained our situation to them, and they're like, yeah, we would love to rent to you guys. We showed up, and they had cheesecake, like two actual, like professionally done cheesecakes on the counter. You know, saying, we hope you enjoy your stay.
That's awesome.
Then the washing machine was broken when we got there. And they contacted us through the app, like with a message that said, hey, we were alerted that the washing machine is broken. We will have a replacement on this day this week. When is a good time that day that you guys are going to be out of the house so that we don't bother you to come employ and put in the washing machine? So they took the time to be very courteous.
That's awesome.
Their names were Joe and Sheila.
They deserve a shout out.
They do. And I'm not gonna, you know, talk too much about them, but, you know, they had a really well-kept area. You know, like, it was a very nice home, and they were very hospitable. So doing your research really helps get you a good stay.
Yeah.
As well as help keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you come across a place owned by Joe and Sheila, you know, in the mountains of North Carolina.
Know that they are awesome. I think that's what you're
trying to say. Know that if it's the Joe and Sheila I experienced, they're pretty great. Yeah, but they rated us with 5 stars. We rated them with 5 stars. It was a very good experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, look into the reviews. If you can rate the people, just know that leaving a review of where you stay can help other people with their stay as well.
Yes.
And help other people be safe. That was off the topic. That was not part of the review. Once again, research online. You may want to call beforehand. Ask about the area around where you are staying. Is it a populated area? Will any major events be going on when you are wanting to stay? Parades, holidays, whatever. Exterior lighting, how well lit is the area? Just like when you're looking for a gas station, you want somewhere with a well-lit parking lot and entrance. Then is there security staff? Are there in-room safes? Wow.
Safes.
Are there in-room safes? Are there safe deposit boxes available for guests? When you're checking in, try to get a room in between the 2nd to 10th floor. Ask staff not to give out your name or room numbers to anyone. If staff says your name out loud, you could ask for another room, but that is one of those things that...
That was supposed to be room number, not name.
Oh, okay.
This was late when I was typing it.
If staff says your room number out loud, you are able to ask for another room. A lot of times that one, though, is for people that are protecting other people. But it may just depend on who is in the lobby when your room number is set.
Yeah.
For instance, when we checked in, there was no one in the lobby when we checked in.
Like I said, I don't take all of these things to heart, you know, when we are going on vacation every time.
Chew and spit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Next, extra door security. So there are door wedge alarms. And, you know, you can actually
use those extra locks on the door. That they have, you know, the hotel bar, you know, all these things. Use those.
Yes. Extra door security, you know, the door wedge alarms, and then there's extra things that are a lot of times on the hotel door in the first place, and you can actually ask about those over phone. Beware of scams, you know, phone call scams. Keep in mind, as Brian said earlier, that anybody can call a hotel room.
Yep.
Don't ever give out personal information over the phone. Other than that, it was just extra stuff.
All right, guys. So, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And, if you've enjoyed it, if we have helped you out in any way, if we've given you any kind of information that's helped you, then we would really, really appreciate it if you rate and write a review online. That helps us out tremendously. It helps other people find us. It helps the algorithm. So we would really help. All right, really appreciate any help to the algorithm. That would be great. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and we will see you in the next one.
See you guys.